world in London. Trains are gathering me. One and the two, three and the 4,000 miles. Miles from you.
Is it possible, Doctor, to sum up briefly the vastness of the universe?
The universe is made up of billions and billions of galaxies. Which our galaxy, the local galaxy, the Milky Way, contains our solar system, the minor planet Earth, our moons and companions, which move immutably through this interstellar stuff in this vacuum of nothingness. We as mortal human beings are simply minute specks who eat way too much sugar.
There's a theory that our universe began with a giant explosion called the Big Bang. What came after the Big Bang?
We don't know for sure, but we think it's the Big Cigarette.
For those of us who aren't familiar with your field, could you define astronomy?
Certainly. Astronomy is when you walk into a singles bar, you ask some chick her birth sign, she says, Virgo. You spring for a couple of Harvey Wallbangers, and before you know it, she's not a Virgo anymore.
I think you're talking about astrology.
Well, what's the difference as long as you get lucky? Remember what the ancient astronomer Aristarchus said.
What was that?
Whammas, bammas, thank you, mammas.
Have you earned much income from your books?
I've made billions and billions. Yes.
Reports from Voyager 1 indicates that on Saturn,
yes,
the winds are over 900 miles an hour. Will that pose a danger for our astronauts?
Definitely. They'll need much more hairspray than originally expected. Tremendous solar winds up there in the interstellar stuff.
Perhaps you can define some terms.
Yes.
Now, how do we get the term UFO?
Actually, during World War II, a fighter pilot saw this immense ball of fire right in his path, and the pilot yelled, UFO!
I see that you have a rather large telescope there.
I guess you can
study the major formations of all the stars.
Of course, I am familiar with most of them. For example, here, you can see in these celestial heavens diagram,
mm-hmm,
Ursa Minor, which of course we refer to as the Little Dipper. This is Ursa Major,
commonly known as the Big Dipper.
And this one here is
what's that?
Came into prominence earlier this month.
What is that called?
This is the Big Dipper. The Big Gipper Elect. It's one of the older stars. It's computer enhanced. The wrinkles are still being transmitted from Voyager 1.
We've all heard about Halley's Comet, and we know that it appears every 76 years. Now, is that true?
Yes, the rest of the time there's a guest comet.
Isn't it true that asteroids aren't as big as planets?
Asteroids aren't as large as planets, but they can be very painful. Sometimes they feel as big as a planet.
Oh.
If you don't believe me, ask George Brett.
They say, Doctor, that staring at the sun directly is dangerous.
It's not only extremely dangerous, but it's rude as hell. How would you like someone staring at you like this? Hold it.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
Where did they track Voyager?
We operated from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in Pasadena. They tracked it in several places on the Earth, such as Australia, over here.
Wait a minute. Your Earth is flat.
Yes, that's because the Earth is flat.
The Earth is not flat. The Earth is round.
Round?
Yes.
You could slide right off.
No, remember, gravity, gravity.
Yes, of course. I've been so busy in Voyager, I forget that the Earth is... I'll have to get rid of this, yes.
During your many years,
yes,
what's the thing that you've seen that's excited you the most?
Well, with my telescope, I've looked into billions billions and billions of apartment windows. This is probably the most exciting thing that I've ever seen right here. Right now we're going across the street where she's going to have innumerable drinks and we're going to share a cosmic experience.
Yes, and it's going to cost you millions and
millions of dollars.
Gonna try my best to be your man. Can you see, can you feel that burning in my soul? Don't you
of the Brothers of Karamazov in a moving train, it doesn't fly backwards and flatten the conductor. It just drops relative to the train. So if anyone's conducting an experiment in a moving train or in the laboratories in Princeton, the results will always be the same, because no matter where springs and rules and balls are, he's there too. That's the first thing you have to know. The second thing you have to know is that light absolutely always travels at the same speed in all directions at once. 186,282 miles per second.
0.397.
It got faster?
We got more accurate.
Well, then don't confuse me. Now then, we have to imagine a man driving in a car 30 miles an hour and a hitchhiker standing by the road waiting for a lift. Now, the car is traveling at 30 miles an hour. And the man inside the car throws a stone at the hitchhiker at another 30 miles an hour. Now, he's a late pitcher. So the question is, if the car is going 30 miles an hour and the stone is going at another 30 miles an hour thrown in front of it, how many miles an hour is the stone going when it hits the hiker? Answer, 60 miles an hour, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty straightforward. Well, now let's forget about the stone. Instead, we'll imagine the car is traveling at 30 miles an hour. And he, wait a minute, we have to put the hitchhiker back. Imagine the car is driving along at 30 miles an hour, and he's flashing his headlights at the hitchhiker, telling him to get the hell out of the road. Does the light travel at 186,282.397? 397 plus 30 miles an hour? Answer no. Why? Because the speed of light is always the same, right? Did you ever prove that hypothesis?
It's never been disproved.
Let's hope it never is. Are you ready? Here we go. We have to imagine two locomotives speeding past each other at a hell of a speed. A red one and a green one. Now, the driver of each train, you're the driver of the red train. Turn on when I say go, okay? Has a flashlight, which he turns on at the precise moment that they pass each other. Now remember, the light from the flashlight travels at the same speed, regardless of the speed of the flashlight themselves. So, each light, turn it on. Okay, go. Both lights expand together. Turn it on. And all the each light, a single sphere of light. Not only that, it's time as well. But you gotta watch, because you're gonna need it. Now, we have to imagine this room is the entire universe. And we begin together someplace in space-time. We synchronize it. What does your watch say?
8:15.
Say 1/5 the speed of light, and I travel for 5 minutes, and it gets me here. Now, I look at my watch. It says 20 minutes past 8. But it's not very reliable. So, I look across the universe to check with your watch. And what does your watch say?
20 minutes past 8?
Not to me, it doesn't. It says 19 minutes past 8. Because 20 minutes past 8 hasn't reached me yet. It takes a minute for me to see your watch, because it takes a minute for the light to reach me. See? So your watch is getting slower and slower. Now comes the $1,000 question. Remember, if you look at my watch, it's gonna take a minute for it to reach you too. So now what do you say my watch says?
19 minutes past 8.
Which means, you say I'm going more slowly than you, while I say you're going more slowly than me. So, given a constant frame of reference within which to experiment, according to Galileo's original principles, and accepting the hypothesis that light always travels at 186,282.397 miles per second in all directions at once, then the main point I've demonstrated is that all measurements of time and space are necessarily made relative to a single observer and are not necessarily the same for two independent observers. Mm-hmm. And that is the specific theory of relativity. Isn't it?
Amazing. But true.
Thank you. had been night. It had been dark night. Silver birds had flown through the night. Their wingtips had brushed me. Their wingtips had brushed my face. Now it was dawn. Now I knew it was dawn. It was dawn. It was dawning. It was getting darker. It was getting darker. It was getting darker where it was night. It was getting darker where it was night. I knew it was dawning. I was sitting on the diesel engine. My back was warm from the diesel engine. My back was warm from the locomotive. I was the keeper of the locomotive. It was dawn. It was dawning. I was yawning. It was an all-night job. It was an all-night job in the train yards. It was by the highway. It was over by the highway. It was over by the Highway 99. It was underneath the sign that said Highway 99. It was underneath the Highway 99 sign. Anyway, the sun came up. The sun was coming up. It was getting higher in the sky. The sky was turning golden. It was the golden sky. It was the pearl sky. It was our father, the sun. It was the golden sky. It was his pearl sky. Now those birds, they flew through the dawn. It was like fish leaping in the high country. It was like trout going about their business in the morning. It was like rainbow trout leaping in the morning. It was rainbow trout leaping through the dawn. It was the scales of our brother, the fish. He came leaping through the dawn. He had come back to us safe. He had been away from us. He had come back to us. He had come back to us to make us happy. It was happy. It was like birds flying in the dawn. I was sitting on the locomotive. I had my feet and my boots hooked in the guardrail. I was a young man that morning. I was taking the locomotive to its shed. It had been night. It had been a short run. It had been a short run from Kalinga. It had been a short run from Chowchilla. It had been a short run from Tulare. It had been a short run from Dinuba. It was making me happy. I have been remembering it ever since. I have been trying to say it ever since. Now I have said it again. Now I am finished.
But I can't buy a thrill. I've been up all night, leaning on the windowsill. Well, if I die on top of the hill, could not get across.